Blog Talk Radio.
It's so important that we surrender. There are things on the heart of the Father that we can't even know until we posture ourselves to surrender to what He wants. We've been deceived by the enemy in the area of prayer, because specifically, I know this will go around the world, but specifically in America, the most financially prosperous nation on the earth, the enemy has deceived many parts of the church by convincing us to continue to pray for our own needs when we have everything we could possibly ever imagine. If we were to heed the words of Jesus, He said, "Take no thought of what you will eat, what you will drink, or what you will wear, for your Father knows that you have need of these things before you ask." It goes on later to say, "Consider the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor spin. Yet Solomon, the richest man that ever lived, in all of his glory was never arrayed like one of these." God knows what we have need of. I want to invite us to a new posture and understanding in prayer. Don't spend your faith on yourself. That's lower level prayer. How can we ever apprehend the heart of the Father nations if we keep worrying about if He'll pay our bills next month? The nations are desperately in need of a church who will arise in power and intercede on their behalf, that the Lord of glory would intervene in the affairs of the earth. I just wonder if in this moment there are some people who say, "Okay, I get it." Maybe some of you for the first time, posture yourself in a position in prayer to apprehend God in a way that says, "Lord, this prayer, this cry is not about me. It's not about my needs. It's not about my desires. It's about what you want. It's about interceding for the nations." Is there anyone in this room tonight who has enough faith to know that every one of your needs is taken care of? It's time for us to intercede on behalf of the nations. It's time for us to intercede on behalf of the nations.
Praise the Lord, and God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Prayer Is My Passion. I'm your host, Pastor Lisa. Glory to God. We bless the Lord on this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made. So let's rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. You know, I'm so excited to be on the air with you on today, as we are on Mondays, amen, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, and we give you praise and glory, oh God, for this day. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, that we are in the land of the living. God, we give you glory, honor, and praises. Hallelujah. We pray that you would have your way with us and through us on this day, oh God. As we decrease, we pray that you would increase within us and through us, God. Increase, hallelujah, our capacity to you, for you, oh God. Increase, oh God, our faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we surrender all unto you, spirit, soul, and body. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We pray that you would have your way, oh God, right now in Jesus' name. Move by your spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, oh God, in the earth realm as it is in the heavens. And God, we give you glory. We magnify you. We bind every spirit that's not like you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every spirit that comes to distract, every spirit that comes, oh God, hallelujah, to detour us, we command it to loose its hold in Jesus' name. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus against it. God, we pray, hallelujah, Lord, that you would move. God, speak, oh God, hallelujah, encourage somebody, empower somebody today through your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. God, let your kingdom come. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God, we thank you. We bless you, Lord God, for this time of prayer, this time of fellowship, this time of impartation, this time of warfare. Hallelujah. Where we come to meet you, God, in your presence. Hallelujah, is where we want to be, Lord God. For in your presence, the fullness of joy, and at your right hand, there's pleasure forevermore. So, Father, we thank you, and we bless you, and we give you praise and glory, Father, for these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. This is our upcoming schedule for our prayer broadcast for the month of July. Today, our prayer focus is prayers for forgiveness. Amen. Praise the Lord. On next Monday, we will be back on July 22nd. Our prayer focus is prayers for finances. Hallelujah. And the last Monday of the month, July 29th, is prayers for revival. Yes, we need our finances. We need a breakthrough. We need forgiveness. Amen. We don't want to hold anything within our hearts or within our spirit to be offensive to others. We want to be free. Glory to God. And we know that we need revival, a personal revival in our souls and a personal revival in our churches and in the land, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you for all things. Glory to God. Touch your people today. I pray, Father, everyone that will tune in live, hallelujah, those that will tune on the archive, the Lord, that you would have blessed them, that you would encourage them, that you would empower them on this day and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. At this time, we're going to pause for a musical selection. Glory to God, Forever at Your Feet by Joshua Cobbs Leonard.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Prayers for forgiveness. Let's look at the word forgive. It means, according to Webster's, to cease to feel resentment against or to pardon. Glory to God. We must walk in forgiveness, people of God. God wants us to be free. He doesn't want us to be in bondage. He wants us to be free. Glory to God. So if you have resentment in your heart, if you have resentment in your spirit, I want to encourage you today to release those things over to the Lord, to cast those cares over to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Now, the word resent is defined as to feel or express annoyance or ill will at. I'm going to repeat that. The word resent means to feel or express annoyance or ill will at. And the word resentment means a feeling of indignant displeasure or persistent ill will at something regarded as a wrong, an insult, or injury. I'm going to repeat the resentment again. Is defined as a feeling of indignant displeasure or persistent ill will at something regarded as a wrong, an insult, or injury. Is that you? Do you have resentment in your heart towards an individual or towards a situation that perhaps may have occurred in your life in the past, or perhaps even something that you may be going through right now? I want to encourage you today to forgive and to release in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's look at some scriptures in the word of the Lord. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, and all scriptures are being read from the New King James Version on today. Very familiar scripture of passage, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. We need to confess our sins unto our God. Thank God that we don't have to go to an individual. We don't have to go through a priest. Come on. We don't have to go through and sit at a confessional booth. Glory to God. But we can go to our Lord boldly, to the throne of grace ourselves. We have direct access, hallelujah, to the King of Kings. Glory to God. Confess our sins. Confess your sins before him. Know this, that God is faithful. Hallelujah. And that he is just. Glory to God. And he will forgive you. Just ask him to forgive your sins. And he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 86, verse 5, the Bible says, for you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all those who call upon you. Glory to God. God is ready to forgive. He wants to forgive, but you have to confess out of your mouth and ask for forgiveness. You yourself must release the offenses from yourself by confession, through the Holy Spirit. It's time for release. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, it says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. This is the disciples' prayer. Amen. Many people call it the Lord's prayer, but it is in actuality the disciples' prayer, because the disciples asked the Lord how to pray. Amen. Glory to God. And it says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We must walk in forgiveness. There must be nothing that we owe any man. The Bible says, owe no man nothing but to love him. And I'm paraphrasing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14, the Bible says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Glory to God. If you forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Amen. So we must forgive. We must walk in forgiveness. Hallelujah. We must not have any offense, the spirit of offense within us, within our spirit. Amen. And I understand that some things are easier said than done, but as believers, amen, and as if the Spirit of God dwells within you, you can do all things, the Bible says, through Christ that strengthens you. It's through the strength of God and by the grace of God, amen, that you can walk in complete forgiveness. Amen. Hallelujah. And that you can maintain your forgiveness. Amen. We don't want to be wishy-washy saints. Come on. Huh? We want to be people that are free. The Bible says, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. He wants to free you today. Psalm 66, verse 18, the Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. God, hallelujah. So if we have offense in our heart, come on, glory to God. If we have resentment in our heart and in our spirit, God will not hear our prayers. Glory to God. So I encourage you today to release. Amen. And to forgive. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we give you praise and glory for this word. I pray even now, Father, everyone under the sound of my voice, that we will walk in forgiveness. God, I pray that you will strengthen us. I pray that you will give us, oh God, the ability to be able to release those things, oh God, and those individuals that has caused an offense unto us, those that have hurt us knowingly and unknowingly. I pray that you would help us to be able to walk in forgiveness, God. Sometimes we need to go to them, and Father, I pray that you will prepare the hearts of those, oh God, even as some of us will attempt to make amends with others. Hallelujah. Asking for forgiveness. Glory to God. Making a clear slate between them and you, Father, that there is nothing that will separate them from the love of God, as the word says. Hallelujah. Neither death nor life. Anything, nothing to separate us from you. So, Father, I pray that you will strengthen us. I pray that we will walk in forgiveness. I pray that we will not harbor any resentment, oh God, within our lives toward others. I pray that we won't even resent you, Father, that we won't be angry for you, at you, Father, because of the situation or situations that we find ourselves in this life, Father God. I pray, Father, even if we are at a point when somebody is even angry and we blame you, Father, that you've allowed for things to occur in our life that is occurring, I pray, Father, that we will release it. I pray that we will repent even now in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, because there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of condemnation in the name of Jesus. I declare that it's not our portion in Jesus' name, Father. I declare that we are free. I decree, Father God, that we will walk in forgiveness. I declare that we will cease, hallelujah, from resentment in our heart and in our spirits from those that have offended us. In Jesus' name, Father, I declare that we will, hallelujah, release the offenses, that we will release the offenders in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor today. And we declare that it is so, that we are free today, hallelujah, and forever, that we will maintain our freedom in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you that we are free today, Father. Glory to God. We thank you, God, that resentment is not our portion. We thank you, Father, that ill will towards others, hallelujah, is not our portion. Hallelujah. We thank you that we have released our cares over unto you. We thank you, Father God, for answering our prayers, and we thank you for hearing us when we pray. Glory to God. We thank you that you are a covenant-keeping God, and that you answer prayer, and that you keep covenant with your children. So, Father, we give you glory. We give you honor and praises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. For the great things that he's done and that he's still yet doing in the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So at this time, we're going to close out with a song. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But before we do, we We acknowledge the caller on our switchboard. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. I pray that you are strengthened today. I pray over you in the name of Jesus, God, that you will release every care over unto the Lord in Jesus' name, that you will be free from any resentment, that you will be free, hallelujah, from any offenses, that you will be free from any hurts in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I pray, hallelujah, that God will deliver you from anything and everything that holds you in bondage in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So at this time, we're going to close out with our song, I Believe. Glory to His name.
I trust in things that are for me, regardless of what my present looks like. I know in you that it will be alright. I'll lift my hands and say I'll trust you, Lord. I'll put my faith in you and let go of my fears. I'll declare when things don't go my way.